The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
What's up, everybody? It is Monday, January 17th. It is the birthday of the late Martin Luther King Jr. It is also yours truly's birthday today. And first of all, I want to say thank you to all the birthday wishes from all of you guys on Facebook this morning. And I really appreciate that. I'm very honored and blessed to be such a blessing to so many people. And sometimes you don't really realize that until you see the feedback. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for all your birthday wishes. At this time, again, I want to welcome all of our broadcast from whatever platforms you may be joining us from. We want to welcome you on Facebook Live. We want to welcome you on Rumble and on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Maybe you're watching from the app. Wherever you're joining us from, we welcome you today. If you are able to, if there is a way to comment under the section below, whatever platform you're on, please let us know where you guys are joining us from. And if this is your first time joining us, we always appreciate to hear from you. Today, I'm going to be dealing with a really interesting particular subject called the birth pang that was felt around the world. I want to go, obviously, we're going to be dealing with what took place over the weekend. We're going to give you a little bit of a timeline on this event, why this event is significant, why this event has prophetic significance behind it, and why I think it is it's deemable for topic of discussion. This is what we want to kick off our podcast week with this week. As many of you guys know, a huge undersea volcano erupted in the Pacific Ocean. This was so powerful and so large of a magnitude of an event that it was visible from space. It sent tsunami waves of an estimated 4 feet crashing into Tonga, also even into the Pacific coast. This event unleashed tsunami waves again after this volcanic eruption. And by the way, there was a second, I saw a lot of outlets reporting this that were overseas, but I could not get any confirmation of this from, at least from Western sources, but there is unconfirmed, I'll just say that, there is unconfirmed reports that there was a second eruption. Again, I cannot confirm that, and therefore I can't show you any kind of reputable sources that are confirming that, but there is, I'm just going to throw that out there because I know we got a lot of messages and emails overnight last night saying that there was reports of a second eruption. So we're still trying to confirm that, but nevertheless, I'm going to go back to the initial event. This event was so strong that tsunami warnings were issued for Australia, New Zealand, even those on the Pacific coast, all the way even as far as California. And I'm going to show you just how powerful this event was. The Joint Australian Tsunami Warning Center issued an urgent alert that dangerous waves would impact Australia from 9:45 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night, and that residents were urged to move back from the edge or the water's edge. Residents on Lord Howe Island, east of Sydney, had been told to completely evacuate as the tsunami bore down on the offshore territory. Terrified locals reportedly were forced to flee for their lives in Tonga as surging tsunami waves crashed into homes and volcanic ash was seen raining down from the sky. Residents were warned to get out of the water and move to higher ground from as far away as Fiji, as homes in the small South Pacific nation were swept away by the rising torrent. Again, Australia joined Tonga, New Zealand, Fiji, and American Samoa in issuing tsunami warnings after the violent eruption of this volcano. The undersea volcanic eruption was visible again from space and triggered a 7.4 magnitude earthquake. Now, how powerful was this? Well, let me show you this. This is absolutely intriguing. And I'm gonna read this to you, and then we're gonna go back and I'm gonna reiterate some stuff when I show you some prophetic significance of this. This is from the, and you, for you guys that are watching this visibly, this is going to come up on your screen. For you guys that are listening to this through podcast, I want to tell you the source of this is from the U.S. National Weather Service, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to give you a quote. This is from their, I took a screenshot of their Facebook page. I want to show you what they posted. Quote, the volcano eruption yesterday, and again, this was posted Sunday. So this took place on Saturday. The event took place on Saturday. The volcanic eruption yesterday in the South Pacific produced a shock wave. Listen to this, that traveled around the world. Here in North Texas, our barometers picked up evidence of this in the form of pressure perturbation. The first wave arrived around 7 a.m. Saturday morning, traveling southwest to northeast. And you can see this graph here on the bottom, a trip that took about 8 hours to reach us. A second wave arrived last night around 1 a.m. This was interestingly much more pronounced and came from the northeast, meaning it took the long way around the world with a trip time of 26 hours. Quote, these shock waves move at the speed of sound, which is around 767 miles at normal atmospheric conditions. Quote, does this mean anything? Well, no, not really. But yes, it does, because I'm going to show you again. It may not mean anything, quote, scientifically or to these geologists. But for those who have ears to hear, I want to show you something today. Other than its, quote, more evidence that the earth is indeed round, well, that's going to ruffle some feathers, and science is really cool. Now, I want to give you another. This is from the U.S. Geological, this is the USGS volcanoes. This is from their Facebook page. Let me read this, quote, it's, quote, wrapping around the earth. What's its? Its is the event, the volcanic eruption, the shock waves that came from this. Quote, and again, here's the chart. Shown are the unfiltered infrasound records. Now, this is interesting. From Mount Hood, Mount St. Helens, and Mount Rainier. The first signal appearing at the start of the record, noted by the red box, is the initial airwave from yesterday's eruption, again at this Tonga volcano in Tonga. The second longer but lower magnitude signal shows up later in the plot, noted by the gold box that you see on your screen, is the airwave passing by the station again, having come from the other direction. That's right, the airwave has wrapped around the planet. The first wave traveled at a distance of 5,300 miles. The second traveled at 20,200 miles. The second pass contains some low frequencies, so might have been detected by barometers just like the initial airwave. For more information on the eruption, again, you could check out the USGS volcanoes or the USGS website. Again, so what are we talking about here? Again, both sources, both confirming that this event, this volcanic underwater eruption, again, that measured up as a magnitude 7.4 on the Richter scale, caused tsunami waves in multiple locations, cause panic, cause destruction, cause harm, injury, and there's people missing. As of this morning, I saw an article saying that there is either at least one individual or individuals missing from this. Again, this event was so powerful, it was visible from space, and it literally was felt around the world. It shook the whole planet. Now, let me give you a reason why this is prophetically significant. Come on, this is good. If you listen, share this with some people. Share this with your neighbors. Share this with your friends. Share this with your family, your coworkers. Again, you could take an event like this, pull out your Bible. I'm going to give you the scriptures, and you can show them how prophecy is accelerating. Luke 21, 25, and 26, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens or heaven shall be shaken. That's Luke 21, 25, and 26. I'm going to give you this same verse again. I'm going to give you verse 25 from the Amplified Version. I like how it reads this. Listen to this. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth there will be distress, trouble, and anguish of nations in bewilderment and perplexity without resources. Hello. Have you checked your grocery chain lately? There's not many resources on the shelf. I went yesterday. There was no meat. There was a scarcity of milk. There was no fruits. There was no vegetables. The grocery aisles, many of the aisles were laid bare, and it's everywhere. It says, without resources, left wanting, embarrassed, in doubt, not knowing which way to turn. Listen to this. At the roaring, the echo of the tossing of the sea. Now, it's interesting to note here that there is two natural elements by nature alone that can cause the sea to roar. And I'm going to give you those. One is a tsunami, and the other is a hurricane. Because a hurricane, unlike a tornado, hurricanes come upon the waters. And when tsunamis strike, you can go and research this. Eyewitnesses will inevitably describe what they say is a roaring or an echoing sound coming from the sea. They say it almost sounds like a great locomotive. In fact, when a tornado, I can't relate to a tsunami and I can't relate to a hurricane because of where I live, but I can tell you by personal experience, the sound of a tornado and the experience of that. And they say it sounds like a locomotive. It sounds like a train roaring through. And that's exact. And this is what's the description here of tsunamis and hurricanes. They can hear the roaring of the seas or the echoing of the seas. When it moves inland, the high impactual winds create such a suction in and around buildings and structures that it sounds like a long, dull, loud roar of the wind and water. Guys, listen to me. When Jesus gave a description in Luke 21 and Matthew 24 of the waves and the seas roaring, this is absolutely what he was speaking of and what he was talking about. He was talking about there would be circumstances, events, and situations that would cause the waves and the seas to roar. And if we put this in the context of scripture, in conjunction with other things in Luke 21, let me pull this back up. I want to show you this again. Look at this. all in context. It says that there will be distress, perplexity, bewilderment, without resources, left in wanting, embarrassed, in doubt, and confusion, not knowing which way to go. He says the nations will be in this state. And while they are in that state, there will be waves and seas roaring. And then in verse 26, it says it will be so bad that men's hearts will fail them from fear and for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth. So again, guys, this tells me, based on this scripture, that we are in the beginning of sorrows. And there's that word again. The word sorrows in Greek is birth pangs, travail. We're in the beginning of the travailing birth pangs of the Messiah. Remember, I showed you guys this last week on one of our other podcasts. It said there will be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, but be not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Why? Because there's going to be greater birth pangs. There's going to be more travail. Now, I want to stop and interject something here, because there will be skeptics, there will be scoffers, there will be doubters, there will be unbelievers. And they will say that this was not a major deal. It was not a major event. Why? Because there wasn't a great loss of life. There wasn't a great catastrophic result of destruction. But listen to me. I want to emphasize to you, whenever there's an event on a scale like this that captures the attention of the whole world, and listen, I just showed you proof that it was literally felt around the world. Now, what's interesting, let me go a little bit deeper. Did you know that the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 22, when the Apostle Paul is giving a revelation on the return of the Lord, the second coming, the second advent, the redemption, our new bodies, the resurrection, when he's giving you this, he gives us a prophetic clue, an insight in Romans 8:19 of the condition of the world and of the planet prior to the coming of the Lord. Here it is, Romans 8:19 through 22. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Now, guys, that is not B'nai Elohim as it is in Hebrew and in the Old Testament. That sons of God is you and I, the sons and daughters of the Most High. Listen to this, verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Now listen to verse 21. Because the creation itself, that's the planet, that's the world, that's the entire planet. The creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Again, there's that sons of God, children of God. That's us, the liberty of the children of God. Listen to verse 22. For we know that the whole creation, somebody say the whole creation, the whole planet, the whole world, groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Whoa. Wow. Do you guys see that? Did you catch that? He says, watch this. There is an expectation. There's an eager expectation for the redemption of the sons and daughters, and that the entire earth is an expectation and it will travail and it will groan and it will labor with, not like, not as. He says the whole creation will groan and labor with birth pangs. Excuse me while I make this a little bit more plain to understand. What we just witnessed on Saturday was a major birth pang that was felt around the planet, literally around the whole planet. I just showed you that. Scientists have confirmed this. Geologists have confirmed this. Volcanologists have confirmed this. And now the Bible has just confirmed that what we felt, what we witnessed, what we saw, what was visible from space. I didn't feel anything, brother. That don't mean nothing. Listen, when the earthquake happened in Japan in 2011, the megaquake, it was so powerful that it shifted the entire island of Japan, and it actually shortened the days on Earth.
In addition to being the costliest natural disaster in history, the World Bank estimated the damage at $235 billion, the 9.0 magnitude Tohoku earthquake also did a bunch of crazy stuff to the Earth. It cracked the seafloor, it broke icebergs and sped up glaciers 8,000 miles away in Antarctica, it reduced the gravity in Japan by thinning the Earth's crust, and finally, it even shortened the length of a day.
Even though you may not have felt it, but it shook the whole planet because that, my friend, was also a major birth pang. So here we go again. Here we are into 2022 on a Gregorian calendar, and we just saw a major birth pang. Let me give you one more verse of scripture, guys. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 8. Matthew 24, 4 and 8. Again, I just read this to you, so I'm going to read it again. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Stop. And then he goes, watch this, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom will rise against kingdom." So you shouldn't be surprised about all the stuff with Russia and with North Korea and with Iran and with Israel and with China. Listen, "And there will be famines." And I told you on another broadcast, what, 2 weeks ago, I asked, will we see a major famine in America in 2022? Because it's not getting better. The shelves are still empty. We're still seeing shortages. He said there will be famines. There will be pestilences. If you think COVID is the only thing we got to deal with, I got news for you. There is an S making that plural tense, saying there's more coming. We dealt with Zika. We dealt with the swine flu. We dealt with Ebola. We dealt with H1N1. We dealt with all these other goofy things. And now it's been COVID, and it's been 100 different variances of that. And guess what? There'll be something else. Why? Because there's going to be pestilences. Listen, and there will be earthquakes in various places. That's underwater earthquakes. That's regular, whatever you want to call regular earthquakes. Notice it says in various places. In other words, if you really break down the Greek of that, that word various there means, if you really want to get to deeper understanding of that, you're going to see earthquakes in the last days in places that are not normal. It's typical to get earthquakes on the San Andreas. It's typical to get earthquakes on the Hayward Fault. It's typical to get earthquakes on the Cascadian Fault Line. It's typical to get some rumbles on the New Madrid Fault or whatever these major fault lines are. It's typical to have some rumbles and some shakings and this and that, but it's not normal for a earthquake swarm to rattle South Carolina, who typically gets about 20 earthquakes on any random year, who's already, I believe, surpassed that number within a couple weeks. That's not normal. He said there'll be earthquakes in various places. Here it is, guys, verse 8. All these are the beginning. And again, what does he use? Sorrows, birth pangs. So I'm trying to tell you, friends, you want to know, what are we seeing prophetically? What are we experiencing prophetically? Again, the birth pangs of the Messiah, not the tribulation. We are not in the tribulation. We are in the birth pangs of the Messiah. Now, here's what I got to tell you this. Just like we speak this of spiritually, but in the natural, birth pangs will only increase in intensity, and they will increase in severity, and they will increase in quantity. In other words, you're going to see more birth pangs and more intense birth pangs the closer we get to the delivery. The delivery is the deliverer, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. Come on, coming back, blowing the, come on, the trumpet will sound. There will be a shout with a voice in the archangel. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. The closer we get to that glorious event, the greater the birth pangs, and the more of them that will occur. So here's what I want to get. You want a prophetic forecast? Buckle up, get ready, because we're going to see more birth pangs. We're going to see, and I just showed you what to look out for: famines, pestilence, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, wars, rumors of wars. All these things are right there together. And as always, guys, I want to leave you with the redemptive hope, and that is this. Number one, again, I'll remind you, he said, don't be troubled, for all these things must happen. And I want to give you this in the context of who he was speaking to was the ecclesia. He was speaking to the church. He was not speaking to the world. Why are you saying that? Because the world, listen, the world is who's going to be looking upon these things coming to pass. And the world is going to be those who are dropping dead of heart attacks. Their hearts failing them. The world is going to be the ones going nuts and going crazy and getting into the bunkers and building themselves and try to hide themselves in caves and try to flee from the wrath of him who is to come in the future. The world is the ones who are going to lose their mind because of distress, perplexity, confusion, madness. But the church, the ecclesia, should be, if we are in him and we have a strong covenant and relationship with him, we're in his word, we're in prayer, we should have peace that surpasses all understanding. We should be comforted. We should be strengthened. We have a hope. And again, Luke 21, 28, Jesus told us, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, that hope is not to the world. Now, they can have that hope and they can obtain that hope, and they get that through a covenant with the Lord. And that's where you and I come into play. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me pull this scripture back up, because now I'm going to show you the context. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God, the children of God. Friends, I'm going to tell you something. The earth is going to continue to travail. Things are going to continue to deteriorate. The world is going to keep going nuts. The love of many is going to grow cold and wax worse. And the world is going into gross darkness. But I'm telling you, that's the reason why the church, that's why we as the ecclesia has been commissioned. We have been sent to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Why? To give them a hope, to give them a redemptive hope that they can know that in this world they shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for the Lord has overcome the world. We can have peace that surpasses all understanding. I'll keep that man in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. So listen, some of y'all got some family members and they're about to lose their mind because of the virus, because of the world, because of the events happening, because of the shortages, because of the economy, because of this, because of that. Some of y'all's got neighbors, y'all got coworkers, you got whatever. This is why we are called to be the light and we're called to be salt. And now, friends, is the time, if there ever was a time, for the revealing of the sons and daughters of the Most High. It is right now. It is high time for us, come on, not to be hiding away, putting our lamp under a bushel, but it's time to let our light so shine among men that they may see our works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. And we want to give you that opportunity right now. Right now, if you're watching this broadcast, you're listening to this broadcast, I don't care how you got here, whether somebody invited you, whether somebody tagged you, whether somebody gave you the link, why you, maybe you accidentally stumbled into this live broadcast or the rebroadcast of this. If you're not right with God, and you know you're not right with God, if you were to die today, if an event happened today, a tornado, an earthquake, a flood, a fire, a disaster, whatever the case would be, your heart just stops beating, boom, and you drop over. If that was to happen today and you know that you're not right with God, we want to give you that opportunity to get right right now in Jesus' name. Right where you're listening, right where you're watching. I want you to, if you've got to pull your car over to the side of the road, do it. If you've got to get everybody out of the room, do it. If you got to go find somewhere by yourself, whatever you got to do, I want you right where you're at. I want you to repent. What does that even mean? It means to confess your sins to Him. Confess that you're not doing this on your own. You can't do this on your own. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask the Lord to forgive you and cleanse you and wash you by His blood. The Bible says in the book of Romans, if you'll confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that you shall be saved. Come on, you got to believe on Him. You got to put your trust and your faith in Him and start serving Him. Get you a Bible, read it, obey it, find a Bible-believing, spirit-filled, doctrinally sound church or gathering of believers, whether it's a home group, whether it's a church building. And if that is not possible because of location or because there's no spirit-filled, Bible-believing, doctrinally sound churches, and believe me, I know that there is not a whole lot of them out there anymore. If that's not available to you, we want to welcome you to our online gathering. Our, we call it a church, we call it a family. We welcome you here, and I promise you I will do my best to equip you, to edify you, to encourage you. And we're doing this every single week, so we want you to get plugged in so you can grow in your walk with God and your spiritual walk with God. We want you to connect with people online on whatever platforms you may be on. We want to give you the opportunity. And let's pray right now, guys. Then I'm going to give you some information on how you can keep up with our ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that if there be anybody or anyone that's watching or listening right now that's away from you, I pray the Holy Spirit convict them. I pray that the Holy Spirit would charge them to repentance. Lord, that you would surround them where they're at by your love, by your presence, and by your conviction. And that, Lord, as they put their trust in you, as they repent, as they confess their sins, and they put their trust in you, I pray, Father, that you would give them peace that surpasses all understanding, that you would prosper them and bless them, and that you would restore what the enemy has stolen in their life. And I just declare Acts 16:31 over them. May they and their whole household be saved, not just them, but their whole household be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. I thank you that, Lord, you are not slack concerning your promises, as some count slackness, but you are long-suffering and will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance and to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you make that decision today, my friend. And for everyone that's listened today and you already have a relationship with God, I pray the Lord's blessings on you as well. And I pray that he would continue to bless you, strengthen you, equip you, and may you continue to grow deeper in your relationship with him. Come on, amen and amen. Listen, guys, real quick, we want to give you an opportunity. Again, maybe this is your first time joining us. You may not be aware of this, so we want to give you the opportunity. If you, listen, we implore you to don't rely on social media outlets for our information, our podcast, and all that. Please download. Let me give you a reason why. Ready? I've got a podcast either tomorrow or maybe Thursday. I don't know when I'm going to do this. But I'm going to do a segment that it's not going to be available here on Facebook. It's not going to be available on our YouTube channel. It's only going to be available on our app or on Rumble. So again, that's why I want you to subscribe to our main website and get our app, so that because you're not going to be able to find some of this stuff sometimes because of the content, the sensitivity of it. We already know that it will be censored, removed, and excluded from these social media platforms. So again, download the app. If you're not downloaded, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. Get it into your hands so that you can keep up with all of our headlines and our podcasts, whatever they may be. And again, hit yes to push notifications so you can be alerted on your phone. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you've not prayed about becoming a monthly partner and partnering with our ministry, but we want to give you that opportunity to do that. Again, there's two different ways you can do it. You can give online, electronically, through the main website right there on your screen at endtimeheadlines.org or endtimeheadlines.com, or you can give right there by the app. If you've got the app, just pull out your phone or your tablet, and down at the bottom, you're going to see a little donate button. You can click there and you can give electronically. Again, that's, you can give that way, or you can give the old school check or money order. And if you wish to do that, again, be sure to make that out to right there on your screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, as always, guys, thank you so much for coming on today, being a part of these broadcasts. Again, don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to hit the push notifications. Don't forget to hit the bell to be notified. Don't forget to share this. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys, all of you, for the birthday wishes today. We love you guys, and we appreciate you taking the time to do that as well. We are going to sign off for today. We'll be back on tomorrow, Lord willing, and we'll have another great broadcast. Until then, God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance be upon you, and may his protection be granted to you in all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.